A Philadelphia theater company is staging a play about the U.S. Army whistleblower who sent secret documents to WikiLeaks in 2010. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports on the radicalization of Bradley Manning.
Bradley Manning is a traitor.
Bradley Manning is a hero.
Bradley Manning is a soldier.
Private First Class Bradley Manning became a polarizing figure after he made confidential documents public through WikiLeaks, including airstrike videos and intelligence cables related to military actions in Afghanistan and Iraq. He was convicted as a traitor and nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. In The Radicalization of Bradley Manning, produced by the Inish Nua Company at the Drake Theater, the character of Manning is played alternately by six actors.
So, for instance, we have a certain actor playing Bradley when he's in Wales, a certain actor when he's stateside, a certain actor when he's in the brig.
This is director Tom Ring.
And it's this idea that anyone could have been Manning. Manning made a choice to leak these cables because Manning was upset with what our government was doing and thought that if other people knew about it, they would be just as upset.
The Radicalization of Bradley Manning was written by a Welsh playwright named Tim Price, and he made the case that Manning's time spent in Wales as a teenager informed his later decision. Ring says Manning would have been exposed to the strong Welsh tradition of activism.
A lot of the reforms in the UK were championed by Welsh and now are considered British values. Even the famous miners' strike during Thatcher's years, I mean, that was centralized in Wales.
The play was written in 2012 while Bradley Manning was still on trial and premiered in 2013 at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Since then, the story of Manning has become even more unusual when he became a she. Bradley Manning became Chelsea Manning and successfully petitioned the prison to be acknowledged as her new transgendered self. Ring has found several places in the script to suggest this coming transformation, which the playwright at the time could not have known about. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.